Women in Need of the Ozarks is probably our biggest benefactor. And this is a group that supports single working women with a one-time gift in some sort of a dramatic need or dire need.
When there are plenty enough of those.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's an all-volunteer organization as well.
Yes.
And they are huge volunteers for our event, too. They help tremendously. Another one we just started last year with was Play It Forward Southwest Missouri, which is an organization that Rural Chapel started here in town. It originated out of St. Louis, but Rural started it here, and as you know, he's with the Daredevils. And it's an organization that takes instruments that people have got tired of, or they don't work, or they need some repair, and he gives them to needy kids so they can participate in band and things of that nature.
Right, the organization refurbishes them if they need it. And,
right,
yeah.
Right. A great match for our event, you know. Music just is a perfect match for what Rural does. So, and then the Rare Breed is somebody we've helped since before we started the event, and you know, those are basically kids that have no resources, you know, they're kind of left out in the cold. They're kind of the leftover kids that fall
through the cracks, and
right.
They're, yeah.
And they do a good job there of providing them some counseling, give them some guidance, and they've also got some semi permanent housing. They put some of the older kids in.
But this is the ninth year that you've done this. How and why did it start?
Well, it started because my wife and I were involved with a homeless drop-in center doing lunch program. And, you know, a local DJ who's no longer on radio called and asked. My wife and I have a title company. So he called and had some title insurance questions. And I went down and met with him. And in the back of my mind, the whole time I was thinking about, We need to do an event. I want to raise money to move forward with what we do, not just provide a sandwich or a bottle of water, but maybe something a little more that does more.
Something that's more long-term, more substantial.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
More meaningful.
So that's where it started. The first year was a total wash. It was the year of the Joplin tornado. Was the Sunday after our event.
Yeah.
And it was a really dramatic weather event all weekend. But we lost a little money. But my wife and I thought that the people that found out about homelessness and the people that we wanted to help, it became more of an awareness campaign, and then it just built from there.
It was a good concept, and you were able to, despite the fact that it got off to a rough start,
right.
You were able to continue
right.
it. Well, this year's Stomp the Blues Out of Homelessness Music Festival, again, is a week from tomorrow, 1 to 10 p.m., so it's a literally all-day event at the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks at 220 West Farm Road, 182, or Plainview Road. Outdoor concert,
right.
And you're bringing in bands from all over the place.
Right. Three national acts and one local act, Nathan Bryce, who is, you know, some of the listeners probably have seen him. He's an outstanding musician. But it's basically the corner of Campbell and Plainview.
Yep.
We'll have food trucks. We'll have ice cream. It's a all-ages event. Kids under 12 are free. So it's a lot of fun. The first band's at 1:30, and the headliner, who is Will Hogue, will be at 7:30.
And speaking of, she may not be the headliner, but she had a very important event in her life happen just very recently. We had John Dark Horse, and I had Amanda Fish on the Route 66
right.
Blues Express
right.
last Saturday night. And she was pretty excited about the fact that she was going to the BMAs, the Blues Music Awards.
Right. And then not only did she get nominated, she won the Emerging Artist of the Year.
Right.
So that's pretty exciting. And we've been real fortunate to have, just by the luck of the draw, some of the artists in previous years that have been, you know, Pine Top Perkins Award winner or BMA Artist of the Year, those kind of things. So we're real lucky, and that just tells you the quality of the artists that we've got coming in.
One group we haven't talked about is Southern Avenue.
Southern Avenue is probably the most exciting band on the festival circuit right now. They've got a new album that comes out today. They are really energetic and fun. They're out of Memphis. And I think that's probably going to be the band that really pumps people up. And it seems like the 5:30 band is always the band that gets the crowd moving. And then there again, that's who this is going to be, Southern Avenues.
When does Will Hogue play?
7:30.
7:30.
Right.
And he'll play till about 10 or so.
Right.
If he wants to go longer.
The curfew's 11. Yeah. So we don't have to go anywhere for a while.
All right. Stomp the Blues out of homelessness.
Saturday, May 18th.
Thank you. It is the 9th annual Stomp the Blues out of homelessness music festival on the 18th at the Blood Center of the Ozarks there. Corner of Plainview Road and Campbell. Advance tickets are $25, and they'll be $28 at the gate the day of the event.
Right.
How do you get advance tickets?
Online, stompthebluesoutofhomelessness.com, or if you want a hard copy ticket, you can come by my office, which is Choice Escrow and Land Title, which is 1440 East Primrose. And also, the McAdoodles on East Independence has tickets for sale and available as well.
So, again, advance tickets are $25, and they will be $28 on the 18th at the
right.
gate. And you can go to stompthebluesoutofhomelessness.com for complete information. You can find out who all the bands are that are going to be playing and what time they're playing, who are the charities that are benefited by this year's Stomp the Blues concert, which are Laura's Home, Dar House, Women in Need of the Ozarks, Play It Forward Southwest Missouri, and Rare Breed. And there's a big, long list of sponsors and partners.
Right. And we couldn't do it without them. Actually, we wouldn't do it without them. And while we're talking about tickets, I want to say that there's one way you can get a $5 off coupon.
Okay.
And from the 13th through the 17th, if you'll go donate blood, you'll get a $5 off coupon. It's $5 off at the gate. Just go to the Community Blood Center. 13th through the 17th.
All right, so you can actually get your tickets for $20 if you donate blood at the Community Blood Center next week, Monday through Friday,
right.
13th through the 17th. The concert is May the 18th, Saturday, 1 to 10 p.m. Will Hogue is the headliner. Let's talk a little bit about him, if people might not be familiar with him.
Well, he's been a Nashville singer-songwriter for a number of years, and he is what I've termed kind of a heavy electric Americana, and Rolling Stone called him the contemporary Bob Dylan. So that tells you about his songwriting ability.
Yeah, yeah, no
and,
kidding.
But he is not afraid to speak his mind. He is an outstanding musician and also a singer-songwriter.
So he is the headliner. He'll play starting about 7:30 p.m. on the 18th, and at 5:30 p.m. Southern Avenue from Memphis, and then the afternoon bands will be Nathan Bryce and Loaded Dice and Amanda Fish, the newest winner of the Blues Music Awards Emerging Artist of the Year.
Correct. Yeah, that's exciting. I'm really happy for her. She's a true blues person.
Her sister both.
Yeah, well, she works hard. She works it hard. She tries to do the right things, and she just hasn't had a break, and this is going to be really outstanding.
This was her big break,
right,
we're lucky to have her here next Saturday. The 9th annual Stomp the Blues Out of Homelessness Music Festival, Saturday the 18th, 1 to 10 p.m. at the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks on their big parking lot there at the Thompson Center, 220 West Plainview Road at Campbell, and tickets are $25, but if you next week, the 13th through the 17th, donate blood at the Community Blood Center, you get $5 off.
That's correct.
And the tickets will be $28 on the 18th. And for information, you can visit stompthebluesoutofhomelessness.com. Tickets are available at the McAdoodles location on Independence, just east of Fremont, out there in southeast Springfield, or at Choice Escrow and Land Title. That is at 1440 East Primrose, and that is Jim Payne's business.
Thank you.
So you've got tickets available there all
Correct.
The way
yes.
through the 18th,
yes.
through the end of the day on the 17th, at
right.
any rate.
Right.
So stompthebluesoutofhomelessness.com has all that info.
That's correct.
All right, Jim Payne, thanks for coming in this morning. We'll see you this afternoon when we record the blues show for tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you so much, Randy.
Thank you.